Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书第六章。
You will remember the great issue that is dealt with in the book of Galatians.
你们大家也都记得，就是在加拉太书里面他们所要面对的一个大的问题。
The question is, do you have to keep the Old Testament law in order to have your sins forgiven and be saved?
所以这个的问题呢，就是你是不是要继续持守在那个旧约里面的那样的律法，这样呢，以便让你可以得救呢？
The Jews suggested the problem was, do you have to be circumcised to be saved?
所以犹太人他们的想法呢，就是说你是不是要受割礼才可以得救呢？
And the answer is no. The law was not given for salvation. You don't have to keep the law to be saved. You don't have to become a Jew to be saved. You don't have to be circumcised to be saved.
所以呢，答案是不是的？我立法赐给我们，并不是为了让我们得救。你也不用一定要成为犹太人才可以得救，你也不要，不一定非要受割礼才可以得救。
So problem number one is, they say you have to be Jewish, you have to keep the Jewish law to be saved. That is wrong.
第二个问题呢，就是说呢，你必须是犹太人，或者说你必须守犹太人的律法才得救，这是错误的。
Or problem number two, just slightly different, is you have to believe and keep the law to be saved. That also is wrong.
现在这个呢，第二个问题呢，可能有一点点不一样，就是说呢，你必须相信并且持守律法，你才可以得救，这也是错的。
Now, problem number three is similar, but somewhat different, and it's a problem in our day.
所以呢，第三个问题呢，就是说是有一点点的那不区别，它只是说是特别的针对我们今天的这样的情况，它也是错的。
And people will say to you sometimes, if you do some of the things that the law says you should do, they might accuse you of being a legalist.
所以呢，他们今天说呢，如果你是去选择一些律法的里面的事情，你必须去做的话，他们说你是一个律法主义者。
And if you are accused of being a legalist, that would also be wrong. Don't let them accuse you just because you honor the law of God.
所以呢，这个里面呢，就是说，如果说你要是选择那样的特别的律法去做呢，你是一个律法主义者，这也是错的。不要让律法里面的东西来去控告你，让你觉得你必须去做一些什么，这个是错误的。
And then problem number four is that some people will say, because you don't have to keep the law, doesn't matter what you do, you can do anything after you're a Christian because your sins are forgiven anyway, therefore don't worry about it.
这个第四个呢，其实他也是错的。他们有些人说呢，如果你不用持守律法就可以得救的话呢，那么说呢，你得救以后呢，你就想干什么就干什么，你不用去管那个，因为你的罪已经得救了，你的罪已经赦免了，这个也是错误的。
And all four of those things are wrong.
这四件东西都是错的。
Now in particular, what is wrong?At the end is to say, because you don't have to keep the law, therefore you don't have to obey God. You can do pretty much anything you want. You can go anywhere you want anytime because doesn't matter. Your sins are forgiven. You don't have to obey.
所以最后一项呢，特别呢说它是错误的，是因为有些人说呢，因为你不用受律法的限制，那么说呢，你不用去顺服神，因为你已经得救了，你的罪已经得赦免了，所以呢，你想做什么就做什么，你想去哪里去哪里，就是不管什么，你想干嘛就干嘛，这是错误的。
All right, so now back to chapter 5 and verse
13. 我们回到第五章的第十三节。加拉太书。
And it reads, For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. That means you don't have to keep the law.
所以这个第十三节说，弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，这个意味着呢，你不用持守律法。
But it says only, do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh.
那么接着说，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵肉体的机会。
So, four warnings now. Number one, don't use the freedom from the law as an excuse to gratify the flesh.
所以这个里面呢有那个四点。第一个呢就是不要利用你得了自由呢去放纵你的情欲。
Number two, verse 14.For the law is filled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
所以第二个呢，就在第十四节呢，因为全律法都成就在一句话上，爱你的邻舍如同自己。
Number three, verse 16, I say then, walk in the Spirit.
所以呢第三点在第十六节里我说你们当顺着圣灵而行。
And number four would be over in, I'm going to make it verse 10, which says, as we have liberty of opportunity, let us do good to all men.
所以这个里面他要用第十节来说，是因为我们呢得自由了，所以我们要行善事。
Four reasons why the life of the Christian must be very, very high.
所以呢，这个四个原因就是说呢，告诉我们为什么基督徒的人生必须有很高的标准。
We don't have to keep the law, but what we have to do is, number one, we have to make sure we don't use it as an opportunity to the flesh. Number two, we've got to walk in love. Number three, we walk in the Spirit. And number four, we do good to all men.
所以这个里面呢就是第一点呢，因为我们不用持守律法的话，那么我们不要用这个来去就是说作为一个借口去放纵你的情欲。第二点呢就是说呢，我们要用爱去服侍。第三点呢，我们要与圣灵同行。第四点呢就是我们要去用这个自由去做善事。
So what is the higher standard of godly behavior?To obey the law or to follow those four great principles.
所以呢这个呢对神的那个就是高的标准，我们作为一个基督徒应该是要怎么样的行为呢？是持守律法呢，还是遵循我们刚才谈到的那四条标准呢？
Okay, the law will point to a high standard, but these four principles will enable us to live a far higher standard.
所以呢，那个律法呢，它会给你指出一个高的标准，但是我们刚才谈到的呢，这四个原则呢，可以让你活出比这个更高的一个标准。
So some people will call you a legalist, and they will say to you, You don't do this, you don't do that. The law says you don't do it, you don't do it. And so they say, you're a legalist, you're free now.
那有些人他会跟你说，那你是个律法主义者。所以呢，律法说这不能做，那不能做，但是你就按照那个律法上的说，你也不做这不做那。你现在得自由了。
And so you say, hang on, I'm walking my life on the basis of these things. I don't want to gratify the flesh.I want to live love. I want to walk in the Spirit. I want to do good to all men. That's what I'm doing. And my standard is far higher than the law would ever demand.
你就跟他说呢，你说对我现在持守的我活着是靠这四个原则来活。首先呢，我不放纵情欲；第二个呢，我用爱去服侍；第三个呢，就是我因着圣灵与圣灵同行；第四个呢，我就去就是行善事。这样的话呢，就是我这样的标准比你那个律法指出来的标准要高得多。
All right, so it's that simple contrast that I mentioned to you, the law or those four. It's that contrast and that principle that I think is most important for us to learn from the book of Galatians.
所以刚才我所以提到的呢，就是这个律法和相对而言的是这四个标准。这四个标准呢，其实呢，就是我们在加拉太书里所要学到的是最重要的这样的一个原则。
So, as I've told you before, there are some things in my life that look like I'm trying to obey the law of God.
我跟你们也讲过，就是有些事情在我的人生里呢，看起来好像是我试图去要顺服神的律法。
And in particular, I think I told you the other week about the fact that, I keep Sunday as a very special day for God.
所以呢在前面那个会议呢我也告诉过大家就是说呢我就是去持守那个把星期天作为一个特别的一天呢去献给神。
And some people probably would say of me that what I'm trying to do is keep the law, that I'm trying to, I don't understand the book of Galatians.
所以呢有些人呢都会跟我说呢就说你试图去持守律法所以呢你根本就不懂加拉太书。
But the reason that I keep Sunday, not the Sabbath, the reason that I spend that day for God rather than for myself is because of those four reasons. Number one, I don't want to use freedom for the flesh. Number two, I don't want to live anything but love. Number three, I want to walk in the Spirit. And number four, I want to do good to all men.
所以这个里面呢就是说呢其实呢我就是把星期天留出来作为一个特别的一天给主而不是给我自己的话呢就是说是我要承受那四个原则。那四个原则第一个呢就是说我不想利用这样的自由去放纵情欲。第二个呢我要用爱去服侍。第三个呢我要与圣灵同行。第四个呢我要去对所有的人都行善事。
So we read much in the Old Testament, especially in the Pentateuch. We read much about God's laws for people, and we say, those make sense. I'm going to pattern my life after that as well.
所以我们在旧约里面呢，其实呢学到了大量的这个神的律法，尤其是在摩西五经里面，我们说呢，这个看起来呢是非常好的，因此呢，我要把那个作为一个样板来去作为我人生的生活的一个样板。
All right, well, that's sort of a summary of what we have in the book of Galatians and a summary of what we've been talking about so far.
所以呢这是我们就是说呢在那个加拉太书里面所做我们学到的呢做的一个总结也就是到目前为止我们谈到的事情的一个总结。
So we'll carry on now to the end of the chapter starting in verse 11, but I would remind you that when we're finished, we'll probably have time for some questions if you have questions, especially on Galatians.
所以呢我要从那个第十一节开始呢往下讲讲到最终的这一个本书的结束。所以在等我们讲完了以后呢我们肯定有很多的时间。那么说呢这个时间呢我准备好了让大家对加拉太这本书来提问。
Now, Paul says in verse 11c, with what large letters I have written to you with my own hand.
所以呢加拉太书第六章的第十一节说你们看我亲手写给你们的字是何等的大。
It is true that most of Paul's letters were written through a recording secretary.
所以这个呢也是个事实呢就是说保罗的大部分书信呢是由他的秘书来进行笔录的。
So Paul often says, at the end of his passage, of his letter, he says, I sign this with my own hand.
因此保罗通常呢在他的书信的结束的时候呢他说我是亲手用这个笔来签名的。
Many believe that Paul's problem was that his eyesight was very poor when he got older.
有很多人相信呢，那个保罗的问题呢，是他年纪大了以后呢，他的视力不好。
And in particular to the Galatians, he says that when I first came to you, you would have plucked out your own eyes and given them to me rather than see me suffer with my eyes.
那别的呢，是在加拉太书里呢，他来到这个地方的时候呢，他们说呢，如果我们能把自己的眼睛弯出来给你，这样能解决你这个视力的问题的话呢，我们也可以那么去做。
So we believe that Paul had poor vision.
所以我们相信呢，保罗的视力不好。
But when it came to this letter, much of it Paul wrote with his own hand.
因为到这里来到这本书的时候呢，大部分呢是保罗亲笔写的。
But because of his bad eyesight, he couldn't read small letters.
因为他视力不好呢，他那个小字他看不清楚。
So he wrote big letters.
所以呢，他用大字写。
And it would have been interesting to read Galatians originally as he wrote it, because there wouldn't be too many words on the page.
所以呢，这个里面呢，就是呢，这个也是，如果你能读到那个加拉太书的原文的话呢，应该是非常有意思的，因为一页纸上可能没有多少个字。
Now I understand that.
所以我也很有体会。
When I was younger, I used to make a lot of notes. When I went to meetings, I'd make them on pieces of paper.
所以呢，当我还年轻的时候呢，我呢，做了很多的笔记。笔记呢，所以呢，我会把它一个纸上把我的笔记写下来。
And then I'd lose the paper.
然后呢，我的那个纸就丢了。
So I thought, well, instead of doing that, why don't I make the notes in my Bible?
所以呢，我就想呢，如果我那么做呢，为什么我不直接把那个笔记写到圣经上
？So I made the notes in pencil in my Bible, very small letters.
所以呢，然后用铅笔在我的圣经里呢，用非常小的字写。
Then I had to put my glasses on to read it.
然后呢，我必须把眼镜戴上才能读。
Now I bring my magnifying glass.And I still can't read it. It's small.
然后呢，他现在用了一个放大镜，然后仍然是看不清楚，有点太小了。
Okay, so Paul had that same problem.
所以使徒保罗应该有同样的问题。
But Paul loved the Galatians.
但是保罗呢，爱加拉太人。
And he wrote the letters, with big letters, with his own hand to prove that he really did love them.
所以呢，他用他亲笔呢，用那个大的字去写这封信呢，表明呢，他真的是很爱他们。
Then he goes on to explain why there is so much problem here. Verse 12.
然后呢，他开始呢，就去跟他们解释为什么有这么多的问题存在这里。第十二节。
He says, as many as desire to make a good showing in the flesh, these try to compel you to be circumcised, only that they may not suffer persecution for the cross of Christ.
第十二节说呢，凡想要在肉身上让人觉得好看的，都勉强你们受割礼，无非是怕自己为基督的十字架受逼迫。
There was a problem for the Galatians, just as there is for you and I today.
For you and I today. 当时呢，就是在加拉太呢，他们存在一个问题，就像你我今天存在的问题一样。
The Jewish people didn't like the Christians.
这犹太人呢，他们不喜欢基督徒。
And so they said, we will persecute the Christians.
他说呢，我们要迫害基督徒。
And their reason for persecuting the Christians was the excuse, maybe is a better word. The excuse for persecuting the Christians was that they were not circumcised.
他们找到的一个借口去迫害基督徒的那个借口呢，就是说他们没有受割礼。
They were saying, surely, If what you say, Christians, is from God, then you must be circumcised because that's what God told Abraham had to be.
所以呢，他们说呢，如果你说基督徒真的是从神那里来的呢，那么呢，你就必须要受割礼，这是因为呢，神跟亚伯拉罕说的，你们要受割礼。
And so the excuse that many persecutors used against the Christians was, you have rejected the law of God and you have not been circumcised.
所以这个呢，很多那些迫害的人呢，他们用的一个借口去迫害基督徒的话，说因为你们没有顺服神的律法，你们没有受割礼。
But really, what they were trying to do was brag.
所以呢，他们真的想去做的呢，只是说是去炫耀。
And they were saying, we are better Christians than you because we have been circumcised and you haven't. We're Christians, we're a cut above the rest of you.
所以这个呢，他说呢，就是呢，我们是比你们更好的一些基督徒，因为我们受了割礼，所以基本上他们就说呢，我们比你们这一般的基督徒呢，要高一等。
And God says, no, that's not it. Circumcision profits nothing.
所以呢，那个神说不是这样的，割礼代表不了任何事情。
Don't brag that you're a Christian, sorry, that you are circumcised. Don't brag that you keep the law.
所以呢，不要炫耀说你受了割礼，也不要炫耀说你守住了律法。
And in particular, these people said they were circumcised. They said, we do keep the law because they would be persecuted by the Jews if they didn't keep the law.
所以呢，这个里面呢，这些基督徒说呢，我们受割礼呢，是因为呢，我们不想受迫害，因为确实是对那些没有受割礼的那些犹太人呢，他们是存在受迫害的。
So, two reasons why you might be persecuted or why others might persecute you from verse 12.
所以这里面有两个原则是为两个原因为什么呢你会受到逼迫是也是说为什么其他的人要逼迫你这是在第十二节里。
They might, persecute you because they wanted to brag about how good they were over you.
因为他们呢要迫害你呢是因为他们想去炫耀他比你要强很多。
Or they might, persecute you because they don't themselves want to be persecuted.
所以呢第二个呢是他去迫害你呢是因为他如果迫害你他自己就不受迫害。
Alright, our privilege is to follow the Lord Jesus Christ.And we don't keep the law, but we follow him to a far higher standard of love and walking in the Spirit.
所以我们的荣幸呢，就是我们去跟从主耶稣基督，我们不用持守律法，因为我们跟从主耶稣基督的话呢，我们就生活出一个比那个律法的更高标准的一个原则。
And so Paul explains this more in verse 13. He says, for not even those who are circumcised keep the law. They don't keep the law, but they desire to have you circumcised that they may glory in your flesh.
所以呢，不是保罗在第十三节里做出更多的解释。他说那他们那些受割礼的人连自己也不守律法。他们自己是不守律法的他们愿意你们受割礼不过是要在你们的肉体上有可夸的。
They may say, we are going to keep the law and we will glory in your flesh by ensuring that you keep the law also. If you keep the law because I do, then I will be glorified because I got you to do what I wanted you to do.
他们说呢我们要你们受割礼呢是因为我受了我持守了律法。我持守律法以后呢我去要你们受持守律法。如果你们持守律法呢代表呢就是我可以从这里得到荣耀。因为是我告诉你要去持守律法你就持守了律法所以我可以得到荣耀。
So here's a big problem in Christian circles.
所以这是在基督徒的这一环里呢有一个大的问题。
Personal glory.
就是个人的荣耀。
I remember hearing the story of two churches that were built in London, England, many years ago.
我呢听到这样一个故事，在很多年前呢，在伦敦呢有两个新成立的教会。
There were two great preachers in England, in London at that time, and they both had new buildings constructed.
今天呢有两个伟大的那个传道人呢，他们同时呢在两个新建的教堂里面讲道。
And, they both were large churches. I think they probably could seat around 5,000 people.
这两个教堂呢都是大教堂，我认为呢每个教堂呢都可以坐满5000人。
One man had the church designed and built, and his reason was, I want everyone who comes to town to say, that's the church that that man preaches in. I want them all to know where I preach.
所以呢，其中一个人呢，他把那个教堂呢设计成这样的。他的教会设计师就说呢，他要每个人进到伦敦市的人呢，都知道是那样一个特别的一个传道人在那个地方来讲道。他要所有的人，因为他这个教堂呢，知道是他在那里讲道。
And his theme was that he was a good preacher. If you go to his church, you will get a good sermon. He is a good preacher.
所以他的主题呢，就是说呢，他是一个很好的讲道人。如果你去到他的教堂听他讲道的话呢，你就能听到很好的一篇讲道。
The other church building was Spurgeon's building.
其另一个建筑物呢，是斯布珍的建筑。
And so the people who went to the first church said, Mr. So-and-so is a great preacher.
所以那些人呢去到另外一个教堂呢，他说那个谁谁谁是一个很伟大的传道人。
But the people who went to Spurgeon's church used to say, Spurgeon preaches about a great savior.
所以呢那些去到斯普珍教堂的人呢，说斯普珍在讲一个伟大的救主。
That's all that matters.Doesn't matter whether we're good preachers or not.
这个都是无关的，不管你是不是那个好的讲道人，这个才是最重要。
All that matters is that people know that Jesus is a great savior.
所以呢，最重要的是人知道主耶稣基督是一个伟大的救主。
So verse.14 says, but God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
第十四节说，但我但不以别的夸口，只夸我主耶稣基督的十字架。
Paul says, don't talk about me, you talk about Jesus.
这意思对吧，说呢，你别来说我，你去说主耶稣。
He says, actually, By the cross of Jesus, the world has been crucified to me, and I have been crucified to the world.
接着说呢，靠着他救我儿呢，世界已经钉在十字架上，救世界儿呢，我已经钉在十字架上。
Paul basically lived his life as though he were dead.
所以呢，那个使徒保罗基本上呢，活着一个人生呢，就假设他已经死了。
His objective was that whatever you saw in him would be Jesus Christ. Paul's dead now. It's Jesus who's living in that body.
保罗的目标呢，就是说呢，就是你要看到他，你看到的仅仅是主耶稣基督，因为保罗已经死了，是主耶稣基督活在他里面。
And so the things that the world glories in, joys in, takes pleasure in, those things were all dead to Paul.He says, I'm not interested in that.
那个在世界上呢的荣耀的事呢，在世界上的那些乐趣呢，在世界上的那些愉快呢，在使徒保罗身上全部都死了。他说我不再去欣赏那些东西。
And some of us have a hard time with that. We say, I'm not sure that I'm that much dead.
今天我们很多人呢并不是确定这一点。他说呢，我并不确定我死到那个程度。
In verse 15, we have the words, For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything. We're new creatures.
第十五节说, 因为在基督耶稣你受割礼不是割礼都无功效而是要成为新造之物。
And therefore, the logic is the Old Testament, the old way has passed away. It's the new that's come now. It's not the law we live by. It's by the love of Christ and the Spirit of Christ and the desire to serve one another. That's the key we follow now.
现在的逻辑呢就是那旧约里面旧约的所有的东西都已经过去了律法也过去了这个都不重要的重要的是我们去服侍主耶稣基督我们去爱主耶稣基督我们与主耶稣基督的圣灵呢同行然后呢我们互相爱互相服侍
We are the new creation
我们是那新造的人
That's logical, we've been born again
这个事情很有逻辑的, 因为我们重生了。
And therefore, things are new.
因此呢, 所有的一切都是新的。
And so we focus more on the New Testament than the Old Testament.
所以呢, 我们把焦点呢, 更多地放在新约上, 而不是放在旧约上。
The Old Testament gives us the background and the principles and the information about mankind and the Lord.
就是旧约呢其实给了我们一个背景告诉我们所有的那里的规则告诉我们呢所有的主在里面是怎么做的
But the New Testament is how we live today
所以新约呢是告诉我们我们今天应该怎么去生活
And so verse 16 says Now as many as walk according to this rule peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God
所以第十六节说,凡照此理而行的,愿平安怜悯归于他们和神的以色列。
There is a peace, and there is mercy upon those who understand these great principles of Galatians and live them.
也这个里面呢就是在那些理解这样的一个伟大的原则并把它活出来的那些加拉太人他们有平安和怜悯
And Paul then says these people have become the Israel of God
所以是都把这些人呢变成神的以色列了
Apparently, there were two kinds of Israel. There were those in Israel who followed the Lord, and there were the kind who did not follow the Lord.
所以呢,实际上呢,有两类的以色列人,一类的以色列人呢,他们跟从主,另一类的他们不跟从主。
Now, there are those who take this verse, and in particular, this last line, and they basically argue as follows.
有些人呢,他们特别的用了这一节经文,特别是用后面的后半节经文,他们得出这样的一个结论。They
say that the Christians have now become Israel. They have become the Israel of God.
所以呢,他们基本上说呢,基督徒呢,现在呢,成为了以色列人,实际上呢,他们成为了神的以色列人。They're
not the circumcised, they've been all set aside, but there's a new group, the Israel of God.
所以呢,他们把那个割礼的放在一边去了,他说那个已经过去了,那么现在有一个新的一类人,新的一类人呢,他们是神的以色列人。
And based on this and some other verses that they will raise, they say that God is finished with the old Israel and he's only working now with the new Israel, the Israel of God.
所以呢,他们根据这一节经文还有其他的经文呢,他们说呢,其实呢,神在以色列人身上已经结束了。有的时候呢,现在神在 新的这一类以色列人身上工作,他就是神的以色列人。
And they say that God has transferred to the church all the blessings of Israel. We are now the Israel of God. All the blessings that Israel would have got, we now will get.
所以呢，他们说呢，神呢已经把他呢教会呢转变成了以色列人，所以把所有的神的赐福呢都转移到新的以色列人身上。所以呢，就是神的以色列人，现在呢，我们已经是神的以色列人了。
And they have come up with what is called replacement theology.
所以呢，他们得出一个结论呢，就是一个替换的神学。
And replacement theology basically says God made his promises to Israel. They crucified the Lord Jesus. They lived according to the law, so they thought. But that was all replaced by the fact that now it's Christians who believe in Jesus who are the Israel of God.
其实呢，他们基本上就是说呢，其实神赐福给以色列人，但是他们呢，却把那个主耶稣基督钉了十字架，他们其实守律法，因此呢，神呢现在就转移了，他用一个新的以色列人，就是我们现在基督徒，用我们这些新的基督徒，神的以色列人替换了旧的以色列人。
And therefore they say, we are going to inherit everything that Israel.Should have inherited.
因此他们说呢，我们要继承所有的那些以色列人，他们本来是他们应该继承的所有的基业。
Well, it actually goes farther than that.
其实呢，他们还要走得更远。
And so their theology says, among other things, that Israel will not get the blessings that were promised to Abraham or to Isaac and Jacob or to their many descendants.Down through the many centuries.
因此呢，他们基本上就得出呢那一个这样的结论。他们就说呢，以色列人呢基本上已经得不到从亚伯拉罕、从雅各，还有从所有的以色列人后人那里本来应许给他们的祝福。
They will go so far as to say that God is finished with Israel and will no longer honor His promises to them.
所以他们基本上得出这样的结论，结束说呢，神呢已经结束了以色列，所以呢，神不再把他给以色列人的应许呢继续给他们。
And so my arguments against that include three simple arguments.
所以呢，我的论点呢，在这里呢，包括三个基本的论点。
Number one, that's not what this verse is teaching.
一个呢，这个并不是这节经文所教导的。
Number two, if the church has replaced Israel, did they get Israel's agreement to be replaced in the will?
所以呢，第二个呢，就是如果是以教会取代了以色列，他们征得了以色列人，他们要被取代的同意吗？
If a father died and he left his estate.To his two sons.
所以呢，如果一个父亲死了，他把他的地产留给两个人。
One was a bad boy and the other was a good boy.
一个儿子呢是个好孩子，另一个是坏孩子。
If the good boy said, because my brother is a bad boy, I'm going to take his inheritance. What would you think of that?
如果那个就是好的孩子呢，他说呢，因为我的弟弟呢是个坏孩子，所以呢，我要把他的那个房产呢拿过来不给他，你怎么想
？The father never said that.
父亲从来没那么说过。
And seems to me, if the good boy's going to get the bad boy's inheritance, at the very least, he should check with the bad boy to see whether he's in agreement with that.
所以呢，对我来说呢也是非常容易的。如果那个好孩子呢，他要想拿走那个坏孩子继承的遗产，他有没有征得那个坏孩子的同意？那个坏孩子会同意给他吗
？And then there's a third simple reason why I don't believe that the inheritance has all passed from the bad boy to the good boy.
所以呢，说还有第三个原因呢，是因为我认为呢，他并没有说这样的基业从那个坏孩子那里转到了好孩子手里。
Remember, it was to Abraham's family all the way down through Jacob and Moses and all the way down that the promise was made that the land of Israel would go to the Jews.
所以这个呢，也大家记得，从亚伯拉罕呢、雅各一直下来，通过摩西到现在的这些以色列人，那就是说，以色列人的那片土地要归给以色列人。
Now, if in fact the promises of God did go to the Christians rather than the Jews for the promises of God, why is it that today in Israel we have 6 million, 7 million, 8 million Jews living there, not 8 million Christians? What's wrong?
所以说呢，我的逻辑是说，如果说那个神对以色列人的那样的应许呢，已经转移到那个基督徒身上，那么为什么现在在以色列的那片土地上生活着600、700甚至800万的以色列人，而不是生活着600、700、800万的基督徒呢？
Now, I make mention of all this simply because it's a popular and very serious error in the world of the church today.
我今天在这里提到这个呢，就是因为这个是一个非常的普遍的，也是一个非常的大的一个巨大的错误存在在当今的教会里面。
Don't be deceived by it.
不要被他欺骗了。
In particular, at our Easter conference in 3 weeks' time,David Dunlap will be devoting one message to this general topic.
特别的是在三个星期以后我们要的一个复活节的特会里面呢的在大卫 Dunlap 他呢要专门挑一场会议来专门讲这样一个主题。
All right, now on to verse 17. Paul says, from now on,Let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus.
第十七节呢，使徒保罗继续说：“从今以后，人都不要搅扰我，因为我身上带着主耶稣的印记。”
Now remember this book of Corinthians, of Galatians rather. The issue was, do you need to have in your body the marks of circumcision?
所以呢，大家要记得，在这个加拉太这本书里是呢，就是说，在你身体上是不是需要一个受割礼的这样的一个标志呢
？Paul is saying here, I've got something far more than significant than the marks of circumcision. I've got the marks of the Lord Jesus in my body.
所以使徒保罗在这里说呢，我现在得到了一个远远比那个受割礼要重要的多高的多的印记，是因为我身上有了主耶稣基督的印记。
How did he get the marks of the Lord Jesus in his body?
他在他的身体上怎么得到了那个主耶稣基督的印记呢
？Well, he was beaten up and beaten up.And beaten up over and over and over again, as he describes for us.
所以呢，他就是因为他一遍一遍一遍的被挨打挨打，就像他给我们讲过的那样。
He says on one occasion because of, or sorry, he says of one particular problem. He says, "I was beaten 39 times."On my body on 5 separate occasions. Do you think that left some marks on his body?
所以呢，他其实呢，他跟讲过，他描述过一个，他说他在5种不同的场景下呢，他受到了每次都受到了39下的鞭打或者棍打。那么说呢，你认为他这样的经历是有主耶稣基督的印记在他身上吗？
I think if you were to get Paul to take his shirt off and you saw his back, you would say, that's unbelievable, those scars. Those are terrible. How did you get all those scars?
这个呢，如果你把保罗的那个衣服掀开，你去看看他的后背的话呢，你会看见那么多的疤痕在上面。他说这个是简直令人难以相信。你说你怎么得到的这么多的疤痕呢？
He said, I got them because of all the persecution that I endured. I was beaten and beaten and beaten and beaten.
让我得到这些呢，就是因为我得到的所有的，我忍受的所有的迫害，我被打，被打，被打。
Why did he get them?
他为什么得到这样的鞭打？
Because he preached that circumcision was not sufficient for salvation, and the circumcised beat him.
就是因为他呢，去传了太多的，就是关于那个受割礼是没有必要的，在你得救的过程中，所以呢，是那个割礼打了他。
So that's a very powerful verse to leave this discussion of circumcision with. They say, you should be circumcised, Paul. He didn't say I was, but he did say, I've got something far more important than the marks of circumcision. I've got the marks of the suffering that I endured at the hands of the circumcised in my defense of Jesus Christ.
这个里面其实保罗说呢，他们呢，他说我其实没有哎，像现在这样一种情况，你们呢，哎，要告诉我说，保罗你应该受割礼。保罗并没有说他受了割礼，但是他说了，我现在有一个比这个受割礼印记更重要的一个印记，是主耶稣基督的印记。所以，因为呢，我一直不断的尝那个受割礼是没有必要的，所以一定一直被鞭打、被迫害。
And so he finishes off now in verse 18 by saying, brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen.
所以呢，他在那个第十八节里这样结束的时候，弟兄们，愿我主耶稣基督的恩典与你们的灵同在，阿门。
What do we need the most?
我们需要更多的是什么呢？
We need the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们最需要的是我们主耶稣基督的恩典。
As long as the Lord is continuing to give grace, even the apostle Paul was able to endure all the afflictions, all the sufferings that came on him, primarily because of the persecution of the circumcised.
所以呢，主要是呢，只要是主耶稣基督的恩典呢，一直加在使徒保罗的身上，就像保罗这样，他能忍受他所描述的这样的一切的苦难和痛苦和迫害。所以呢，就像在特别的是，他一直在传那个不必受割礼的这样的一个信息。
So we heard on the radio the other day the story I may even have mentioned to you last week, but we heard the story of we heard the story of Spurgeon when he was wrestling with the question of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个里面呢，就是说呢，我在可能在前面一节课里跟你们大家讲过，我们在收音机里呢听到一篇道，那个篇道讲的是当时呢关于那个斯普真呢，他是呢，他当时在那个主耶稣基督的恩典里面，他在这里面呢纠结。
He remembered the verse that says, when the God spoke to Paul, saying, my grace is sufficient for you.
现在他记得呢，在那个圣经里呢，主跟那个使徒保罗说呢，我的恩典够你用。
And he thought about the little fish who was in the river.
现在在想一个小鱼，它在河里。
And he assumed that the little fish could worry and say, I wonder whether there's going to be enough water in this river for me to live in.
现在他认为呢，就是说呢，那个假设那个鱼会思考，那个鱼就会说呢，这条河里是不是有足够的水让我活在那个、这条河里？
The river was far greater than the little fish need worry about.
现在那个河流呢，它远远超过了那个小鱼它所要担心的水量。
We're just like little fish.
我们就像那个小鱼。
God's grace is like a river.
这一神的恩典就像一条河。
Don't worry. Trust the Lord. Keep going.
所以不要担心，相信主，保持前行。
His grace is sufficient. There's lots of grace.
他的恩典呢，是足够的，这里有呢，大量的恩典。
All right, well, that's our study of the book of Galatians.
这就是呢我们的关于加拉太书里的学习。
And I'm just wondering now if any of you have some questions that we might be able to help clarify.
现在我现在呢想知道呢是不是这里你们有任何的问题，这样我可以给大家讲清楚的。
宝贝，我有个这个第一章的第八节，第一章的第八节，
yeah.
第八节这里一句话，但无论是我们是天上的使者，若传福音给你们，与我们所传的不同，他就应当被诅咒。这里这个天上来的使者，是不是就是指的撒旦？天上来的使者
？OK。So Vic's question is in Galatians chapter 1 verse 8. So he said, but even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you, then what we have preached to you, let him be accused. So his question is about this angel. Is this angel referred to Satan?
That's a good question. I'm going to change the subject for a moment to an ESL class.
现在他现在要把这个呢，就是主题稍微调整一下，为了这个 ESL 课堂的缘故。
And the word is the last line in verse 8, the last word, which is accursed.
所以最后一个词在里面呢是 accursed.
Accursed, that's right. So you pronounced it correctly at the end. The earlier word you used was accused, but this is accursed. There's a difference.
Yeah, 所以刚才呢我把这个词呢发音发错了。最后一个词呢应该是 accursed, 因为我发成了 accused。
So I don't want you to be offended, Roy. I tend to correct you more than I do others, but you do very well. Don't be embarrassed.
Thank you. It is my privilege to be corrected. Thank you so much.
Okay. Back to Vic's question.
我们回到老王的问题上来。
And I think Vic is probably right. The question if we or an angel from heaven, that could be the devil or one of his compatriots.
所以这个里面的那个老王也许是对的，就是这个呢，这个天使呢，他应该是从应该是那个魔鬼他自己，或者是呢有其中一个跟随着魔鬼的那个小魔鬼。
But Vic, sometimes even Christians are tempted to preach another gospel.
所以呢，他跟老王说呢，有时候就算是基督徒呢，他们也会尝试着去传另一个福音。
They may or may not understand what it is they're teaching.
所以呢，他们也许理解，也许不理解这个他们所教导的是什么。
But this verse says whether they understand it or not, it's a terrible thing to preach another gospel.
但这节经文告诉我们，不管他们理解或者是不理解，你要是去传另一个福音是极其可怕的。
I've told you often stories about the great Bible teacher Harry Ironside.
我通常呢给大家讲的一个故事，就是一个伟大的圣经教师，他的名字叫 Harry Ironside。
Sometimes when he was studying his Bible, he would come across some things that he had never seen before and never heard anyone discuss before. They were brand new.
所以有时候呢，他学习他的圣经的时候呢，他会发现一些全新的概念，或者这个概念呢，他从来没有听到其他的人讲过的这样一个全新的概念。
And so he said to himself, if it's brand new, do I trust myself or not?
所以他就跟自己说呢，如果这个是一个全新的崭新的概念呢，我是相信我自己呢，还是不相信呢？
And so he set himself a rule. And the rule was, if I find something new in the Bible, I'm not going to preach it for 5 years.
所以他跟自己呢制定了一条规则。他说呢，如果我在圣经里呢有我自己发现的一个崭新的东西呢，在五年之内我不会去讲。
And his conclusion was that after 5 years, he almost always found one of two things.
所以呢，他的得出来的结论呢，就是在五年以后，他基本上呢会发现这两件事情中间的一样。
Number one, it wasn't new. Somebody else had taught it too.
一个呢，这根本就不是新的，因为有些人呢已经教导过了。
Or number two, he was wrong.
第二个呢，他自己错了。
So he said, I'm not going to preach it just because I thought about it. I'm not going to preach it because it might be wrong.
他说呢，我不准备去传讲这个，因为只是说是我自己有这样的一个想法，因为我的想法呢，有可能是错。
Now there are many people, often newer Christians, who come up with a bright idea and start preaching it.And they might not know they're wrong, but they are wrong. This verse says, even if an angel preaches another gospel, they will be accursed.
这个里面实际上呢，有些人呢，他刚信主的，他们呢，从里面呢，得出呢，一个全新的一个概念，然后呢，他就去跟别人传讲，他不一定就是理解他是不是对的还是错的，但是呢，他有了这样一个概念，他就去讲这一节经文，就告诉我们，就算是一个天使来传一个新的概念，他也是错的，他要受到诅咒。
So Vic, there may be many false teachers. We know there are going to be false prophets. There may be false teachers. Some of them may even be Christians, but they're teaching something's wrong, and in that area, they will be accursed too.
所以这个里面呢，他跟老王说呢，其实呢，有很多的假教师，有假先知，这个是肯定的。但是有些假教师，甚至呢，这些人他已经是基督徒了。他们如果去传这样的另外一个福音呢，在他们传的这个方面呢，他们要受到咒诅。
All right, turn to the book of Proverbs.
所以我们来到箴言。
And we'll try to find the verse, Proverbs, I'm not just sure what chapter it is, but it talks about things that the Lord hates.
今天他那个讲的，在箴言里讲的，他不知道是哪一章，但是这一句讲的那是主恨的东西。
And I guess I can't put my finger on the verse now. Seven things the Lord hates, yea. Six things the Lord hates, yea. Seven are an abomination to him. And my problem is that I haven't been able to put my finger on it.
那简单的就实际上是七件事情或者是六件事情。I think Proverbs 6:16-19.
That's probably what it is. Yes, it is. I haven't marked it. I'm going to mark it right now so that I can find it. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So 大家可以翻到箴言的第六章的第十六、第十九节，应该这里讲到的是。
It says this, six things does the Lord hate. Yes, seven are an abomination to the Lord.
你这个箴言第六章第十六节说，那耶和华所恨恶的有六样，是的，他所恨恶的有共有七样。
Number one is a proud look. Number two, a lying tongue. Number three, hands that shed innocent blood. Number four, a heart that devises wicked imaginations. Number five, feet that be swift in running to mischief. Number six, a false witness that speaketh lies, and number seven, he that sows discord among brethren.
这里面的第一个呢，主憎恶的恨的就是高傲的眼，撒谎；第二个撒谎的舌；第三个流无辜人的血；第四个呢，图谋恶计的心；第五个是飞袍行恶的脚；第六个是吐谎言的假见证；第七个呢，在弟兄中不散纷争的人。
And even if the man is a Christian, Vic, if he teaches what is going to divide the people of God and cause discord, he should be accursed because the Lord hates him.
在这个里面呢，就是说呢，他跟老王说，就算这个人他是一个基督徒，他在弟兄中散布纷争、作假见证、自说谎言，这样呢，他也是就是主憎恶的，他应该受到咒诅。
So I think, Vic, that's what's meant by this verse. I think the angel, could be one of the devil's, man, or it could be a Christian who is deceived and is seeking himself and going after things of himself instead of the things of God.
在这个里面呢，他认为这个经文所讲到的，就算一个人呢，他自己呢，就算他知道或者不知道呢，他自己呢被欺骗了，被欺骗了，然后呢，他呢，不是说是去跟随主，而是跟随自己的这样的概念，然后去还传给其他的人。
All right, anything else? Any other question from Vic or elsewhere?
所以呢，还有其他的问题吗？就是关于老王刚才提到的，还有其他的或者其他的地方有。
Go ahead, Vic.
Yeah, 没有其他，能按照那种开始时间的吗？
What was that?
He said he has no question.
Oh, he has no other question. All right. Anybody else with another question?
对，还有没有其他人有另外的问题啊？
All right. I will just say that, some parts of scripture I find a little harder to understand than others. And,The book of Galatians has always been a little bit of a difficult book for me to understand.
因为我要是跟大家讲呢，有时候我发现呢，就是圣经里呢，有些地方呢，可能比其他的地方呢更难以理解。我发现呢，加拿大书对我来说是很难理解的。
And in fact, I understand it better now than I ever have.
所以呢，事实上呢，我现在比我以前呢理解的更多一点。
And one of the reasons for that is that you have been willing to listen to me for the last few weeks.
所以呢，其中的一个原因呢，是在过去的几个星期里面呢，你们都愿意来听我讲。
And so I want to thank you for your patience. We sort of struggled with this together.
所以呢，我要感谢你们，你们对我的耐心，因为我们大家呢一起在这里面呢挣扎。
But the other thing is very important, and it goes like this.
另外一件事情呢，它是比这个更重要，那它是这样的。
If you want to understand a verse or a passage, then the best thing you can do is preach your way through it.All the way through it.
所以呢，这个就是你如果想去理解一些经文，或者是理解一章，最好的办法呢，就是你自己去讲的啊，把那一篇呢去讲，你按照你的方式不断的去讲。
Or at the very least, study it slowly, one verse at a time, from the beginning, and you will begin to pick up what it's all about.
所以呢，另外一个呢，就是说呢，你一节一节经文的慢慢的去学，你从最开始的第一节经文开始，这样学下去呢，最终呢，你就会得到一些。
So find somebody that you can teach and then teach them the truth of God one line at a time.
去找一个人，你可以去教的，然后呢，你就去教他一节一节经文的去教他。
I learned that lesson many years ago.
很多年前呢，他学到了这样的功课。
We had a Saturday night Bible study in the home of Frank and Mary Campa.
所以呢，他们在很多年前，在星期六的晚上呢，他们在 Mary 和 Frank Campa 的家里呢，有一个圣经学习。
And so, many people from the assembly and elsewhere used to come to that particular study. We basically filled Mary's basement with about 25 or 30 people every Saturday night.
所以呢，基本上呢，我们教会的一些弟兄姊妹，还有从其他的一些地方来的呢，每个星期六的晚上呢，都在那个Mary Campus 家里的那个地下室里学习，大概有20到30个人在里面。
One of my friends in the meeting one night said, the next book we're going to study is going to be the book of Hebrews.
所以呢，我其中的一个朋友呢，在那个学习小组，他说下一次我们要学的是希伯来书。
I thought, I can't teach the book of Hebrews. I don't understand lots in the book of Hebrews.
我跟我自己说呢，我教不了希伯来书，因为希伯来书里面的好的东西我自己都不理解。
So I said to him, I don't think that's a good idea.
然后我跟他说呢，我不认为你那是个好主意。
He said, doesn't matter what you think, we're going to study Hebrews. You're going to teach us Hebrews.
他说你怎么想不重要，我们要学希伯来书，你必须教希伯来书。
He's my good friend, that's why he could say that.
他是我很好的朋友，所以这是为什么他会那么讲。
We did study Hebrews.
对，他们真的学了希伯来书。
I learned a lot in that study. Just because I started with the logic of verse 1, and then verse 2, and then verse 3, all the way down to the end of chapter 13, is it?
这个里面的解释呢，就是他从那个学习里面学到了很多的东西。因为呢，他首先呢，从第一节开始，第一章第一节开始读。然后呢，按第一章第一节的逻辑呢，再把第二节逻辑加上面，再一节一节的逻辑这样往上加，最终呢，就是大概13章结束以后，他就学完了。
On Wednesday nights, we have the question and answer period.
所以呢，在星期三的晚上呢，我们有一个问答的时间。
And you'll remember, those of you who've been at those meetings,that Eric Peterson often answers a question by saying, let's look at the context.
因为你们大家呢，如果参加了那个问答那个会议的人呢，你们可能都记得 Eric 通常回答问题的时候呢，他说我们来看看上下文。
And you look at the verses before and after the verse that's a question.
然后呢你再看看那个经文之前的经文，然后呢往下走来到你这个问问题的这些经文。
And more importantly, you look at the entire book and the context of the book. And as you look at the context, you understand the details.
所以然后呢你如果不广泛的话呢，你是把整部书的上下文都去看。然后呢如果你看的越多呢，最终呢你发现在这个经文里面的细节你理解的越多。
Alright, well, any other comments now or questions on Galatians or elsewhere?
现在呢大家还有没有其他的那样的问题呢，就是关于加拉太或者说是在其他的书本里面的问题呢？
All right. Well, the next question would be, what should we study next?
那么呢很好。那下一步呢，下个问题是，下一步我们要学什么呢？
And I've been wondering whether we should study in the epistles of Thessalonians.
另外，我觉得呢，我们是不是要学习天色拿捏家书？
And two reasons for that. Number one, we've been studying a lot in the epistles, and I just don't know. Have we studied Thessalonians recently?
现在其中有两个原因，因为我们呢学了很多的关于书信的，现在问题是呢，提索罗尼迦书我们有没有学过？
And I don't think that we have.
我不认为我们学过。
All right, my second reason is because the book of Thessalonians, the books of Thessalonians are about prophecy.
另外，我第二个理由呢是那个提索罗尼迦讲到的呢是预言的。
And we're going to be learning some things about prophecy at the Easter conference.
所以我们准备在那个复活节特会里呢学一些关于那个预言的书。
And quite possibly more after the Easter conference, we'll be focusing on prophecy.
今天更多的呢，在那个复活节特会以后呢，我们也要把焦点也更多的放在预言上。
So I think this could be helpful to us in this broader context.
所以我认为呢，在这一个广泛的一个内容里面呢，可以对我们有些帮助。
All right, so any comments on that?
今天对刚才讲的，大家有没有任何的意见？
No different opinion.
Anybody opposed to our studying First and Second Thessalonians?
有没有人反对我们学习呢？听说门里讲述的。
All right. Let's turn then to First Thessalonians. We've just got a very few minutes. We'll make just a comment or two to get us started in this wonderful book.
那我们呢就是说呢翻到提索罗尼迦前书，因为我们还有一点时间，所以我们在这里呢要稍微提到一两点关于这个奇妙的书的。
But before we study Thessalonia, I have another question.
Good, good.
When we learned about Acts, when we learned about Acts, we know Mark, John Mark is a nephew of Barnabas, nephew of Barnabas. But in the letter of Colossians, my book of Colossians, chapter four, verse seven. They mentioned Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, chapter seven, verse ten. Mark was the cousin. I have asked this question in the last Wednesday. To Eric, but okay. He did not give me answer. I think he's a nephew, or he is Barnabas' nephew or cousin.
你这个呢，老王的问题呢，实际上他说呢。我们在学《使徒行传》的时候呢，讲那个马可呢是巴拉巴的那个侄子。我们说呢，他看到在《哥罗西书》第四章第十节里面，他说那个他是巴拉巴的表弟。那么说呢，这个里面呢，就是说是他的问题呢，说他在星期三的晚上呢问过那个 Eric， 但是 Eric 就没有回答他，所以呢他的问题，他到底是外孙呢，还是表弟，还是或者侄子呢
？Just give me a moment.
这个 King James says this is a sister's song of Barnabas.
Yes.
The New King James said that the Mark had the cousin of Barnabas.
That's right. What does the Mandarin text say?
Mandarin, I have two different translations here.
Okay.
One is Chinese Union version.
Yeah.
Said it's a cousin. And another one is translated directly from King James version. This is his nephew.
Okay, so we got them both.
Yeah.
I'm going to check two other translations just quickly while we're talking, and I may have to do some more research. Just give me a moment.
Yeah. You check, I explain to that different translation. 所以呢，刚才呢，我看了一下，我这里能看到五个译本在这里。 因为那个老的国王钦定版呢，它实际上翻译成的就是外甥，或者说侄子。然后那个新的国王钦定版呢，翻译成的表弟或者堂弟之类的。然后那个新国际版也是翻译成的那个表弟。那么说我们的和合本呢，翻译成表弟。那么国王钦定版中文版的呢，翻译成外甥。 所以这几个呢，就是译本不同的译本，它都有不同的翻译。还有的时候呢，他也要去检查一下其他的译本上是怎么说。All
right, so I've checked two other translations. The NIV says the cousin of Barnabas, and the Amplified version says he is the relative of Barnabas. So those answers are not definitive.
那这个里面呢，他检查了两个不同的译本，一个译本呢是新国际版，新国际版他说呢里面翻译的是表弟。 那么说呢，他也检查了一个那个放大的那个经文的英文版，他那上面讲的呢，他只是他的一个亲戚。I'm
going to check Mr. McDonald, see if he discusses it.
咱要检查一下马唐纳的释经，看他有没有在里面讨论这个问题。
Bill McDonald does not discuss the issue, Vic.
Oh.
At least I couldn't see it. So, Vic, you're going to have to remind me next time to ask that question.
Yeah. I think in Bill McDonald's commentary in Chinese, he said it's Barnabas is a cousin.
That's right. But he may have said that just because he's quoting the New International Version. So I'm going to have to just check a little further.
他说跟老王说呢，因为他要再去研究一下呢，下个星期呢，老王记得再问他，他会告诉你到底是怎么回事。
Okay, so having said all that, we've run out of time.
今天我们把这讲完了以后呢，时间也到了。Next
week, we will start 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 1.
下个星期呢，我们开始学习《帖撒罗尼迦前书》的第一章的第一节。All
right, may the Lord bless us. Let's pray.
现在愿主赐福给我们，我们来祷告。
Lord, we're thankful for the Bible.
主啊，我们为圣经献上感恩。
And the fact is, Lord, that that there are some questions like this one we've got at the end, whether Mark was a nephew or just a cousin. And the fact is, Lord, that that really isn't the most important thing, but we're happy to find out what the relationship is.
这个呢，主要特别，但是在今天我们发现的这个呢，就是到底是外甥呢，还是表弟的这样的问题呢？但是我们发现呢，这个问题它并不是最重要的一个问题。但是不管怎么样，请你帮助我们呢，找出他们两个之间到底是什么样的关系。We're
thankful, Lord, that your Bible is very precise.
所以我们也感谢您呢，您的圣经呢是非常精准的。
And consequently, we can have great confidence in it.
所以结果呢，我们会在里面有极大的信心。
Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for the word of God that we come to for peace and for rest and for grace.
今天呢，我们主啊，我们也感谢那个今天，今天呢，感谢那神的那个伟大的话，里面呢有恩典，有安息，有平安。
And so we give thanks again, looking to you for blessing.
所以我们再次献上感恩，祈求您的祝福。
And we give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Very good. Thank you all. See you this evening if you're able. The Lord's going to keep blessing us. It'll be Jürgen Schultz at 16 tonight.